Did you go to college? Did you go to study for business, or how did you get going when you were starting to figure out or ask yourself, what do I want to do in, as a career? Mm-hmm. You know, you're maybe just getting out of high school. What did you do?
Right. So I grew up in Stockton. So right after graduation, literally the day after graduation, I moved to Santa Cruz because that was, you know, the place that I was actually born in Santa Cruz. My family's from Santa Cruz. They raised me in Stockton, you know, of course. What an amazing place to raise children. So the second it was up to me, I left and I went and I moved to Santa Cruz with a couple of friends. And I started at Cabrillo and started looking for a job. And I thought, you know, like you mentioned, I love math. I love numbers. I've always been really good with numbers. They just make sense in my head. So I got a job at a bank as a bank teller there at the Aptos Wells Fargo right there by Safeway, State Park Drive. And it was a great gig and they kept promoting me. So I ended up dropping out of school and working full time and became an assistant branch manager and then a branch manager. And
whoa.
And I worked my way up because, again, good with numbers, good with people. That working at a bank is the spot for you. If you've got those two skills.
Yeah, because you were enjoying it then, it sounds like.
I was loving it. Yeah, you just interact with people all day.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that I've always loved. I love people. I love talking to people. And with numbers, it, you know, especially in a bank, you have a calculator right there too. So there's zero issues for me when it came to counting money and things like that. And once I got my first management position, it was like, okay, I'm never going back to school. This is my life. This is what I'm going to do. I eventually moved on to Bay Federal Credit Union, and that was a great time. I mean, that was probably the best move for me financially at the time, too. And just great people, great atmosphere that they had there. It was a lot different. Wells Fargo was really about like bring in new people and sell them products, whereas Bay Federal was a credit union. So I don't know if you're familiar with credit unions. What they do is you have to be local. You have to be part of a firemen's union or something like that. You have to have a qualifier to be allowed into this credit union. So it was all about reinvesting the community and things like that. And I love that. And they required that you did community service and things like that. So I was all about it and moved over there and worked there for 4 years. And that was just a wonderful experience for me.
Where does this love of, or this interest to interact with people come from? Is that just,
I don't know.
That's just, it's just, a part of you, huh?
I'm a middle child, maybe. Maybe I just was always like, look at me. Yeah. You know, I have an older brother and then there's a baby and he got all the attention. And you know, it's funny. I had a speech impediment when I was young. I spoke turtle and purple and things like that. And so okay. In first grade, I got put into a speech program where I would go and I'd have to practice speaking. And so we would then go and stand up in front of our class and present these things. So I think that's kind of when I fell in love with the attention of everyone's looking at me. All right, I'm going to eat this up. And it's funny that a speech impediment is kind of what led me down the path of
getting into public speaking.
No, it was, I overcame it. And it really, my fear of speaking in front of people has gone very quickly. And now it's actually something that I really enjoy.